We continue with Mishnah Bura, Amad Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Aleph Sif Chavav, says the Mechaber, Neman Lomar HaRofe Al Atmo Shehu Mumche. A doctor is believed to state that he is a mumche to allow people to wear his kamiyas out into Urshas HaRabim on Shabbos. Chav Zayin, Yotzin Bebeitz HaSachargol, Ubeshen Shal Shul, Ubemasmer HaTzalov, Beim Bechol, Beim Beshabbos, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Darkei HaMori. One is allowed to go out with these different parts of the animal and different types of objects which were known to heal. One is allowed to go out wearing anything which is being worn for healing purposes. However, if you do a certain act which it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah purposes, then it is prohibited. Mishum darkei ha'amori. Of a kol lachash mutar, any incantation is permitted. It is only prohibited to recite incantations or to write incantations in an amulet which have been checked, and we know that those don't actually work. Then it's prohibited to do those. There are some who prohibit it all kamiyas which are not mumcha because of darkei ha'amori isurim. So if it were the case that we know that bezman hazeh none of these items, objects, acts actually work for refuah purposes, then it would appear that one would not be allowed to go out with these items into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and they might even have prohibitions of darkei ha'amori which would apply to them. However, what we do see from the Shulchan Aruch is that even refuahs which seem to be acting from a segula perspective, if we don't know that they don't work, but we don't know that they do work, then it's permitted to try them, and there's no iser of darkei ha'amori, and it would also be permitted to go out with them into Rosh Hashanah if people think that you are doing it for refuah purposes. Sif Chav Ches. Mi sheyesh lo maka bepisas raglo, v'kosher alem adbeya lahagen shelo yinagef beraglo, gam hu merape, mutter latzeis bo. One who has a cut on the bottom of their foot, and they tie a ring to it in order to protect them, a coin in order to protect the bottom of the foot so that it will not get hurt, and it also heals, mutter latzeis bo, is permitted to go out with this object. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is the shita of the Mechaber, who holds that only if something is for healing purposes, you can wear it into the Rosh Hasharabim. But if it is just so that you don't get hurt, then it would be prohibited. However, the El Yerabah brings from many poskim that even if it is not for healing purposes, it is just to prevent pain, it's permitted to go out with it into Rosh Hasharabim. The Tosef HaShabbos holds this way as well, and the Gra says this in the Das HaRambam. And therefore, if one got a cut on his finger on Shabbos and he ties some sort of cloth around it, a band-aid, something like that, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's permitted to go out with it, since it is, even though it's not healing, it's protecting you from getting hurt more, it's permitted to go out into Rosh Hasharabim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to tie something onto it which is insignificant, as we saw earlier, that would be batel to the clothing or to the bandage, to the finger or to the bandage, and that would be permitted according to all opinions. Siv Chavtes, Hayotze Betalas Mekupelas Aksif, of one who goes out with their talis wrapped on their shoulders alone, Dehainu Shalachash and Asana Al Rosho Magbia Shuleha Aksifav, they wrap it around their head and their shoulders alone, not the rest of their body, Chayav Chatas, that is prohibited. In Rosh Hasharabim, Ovele Meinu Mekupelas Aksifav, El Meshuleshes Barach Balamatim Iksifav, however, if you let it hang down over your body, Shari, that's permitted. Shemeachash Mesatif Betaliso Meskasa Baksifav Agufo, since what you are really doing with the talus is wrapping your whole body in it, afalpisha miksaser ksas milmata, even though it is not hanging down completely, mutter, it acts like a malbush, like a piece of clothing, and it's not considered to be being carried on your shoulders. Therefore, it is permitted to wear your talus normally under your jacket in order to walk to shul when you are not able to carry your talis because there is no eruv. So if you need to get your talis from your home to shul and you have Rosh Hasharabim in the middle without an eruv, then you should wear the talis. But if you want, you could wear it under your coat so that it does not look abnormal to the non-Jews who are walking in the street. There is no issue of wearing your talis in Rosh Hasharabim as long as you are wearing it normally and don't have the entire thing wrapped around your shoulders.